We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, here's Walter M. Sterling.
From WABC in New York, I'm Walter Sterling. This is Memorial Day weekend, and this is one of those special, very lonely Memorial Day weekends because I used to have a lot of friends. They'd invite me to the barbecue, to their pool, play tennis, golf. I had a lot of friends. And then they imagined who I voted for. Once they imagined who I voted for, the friendships ended. Now, did I tell them who I voted for? No. They decided who I voted for based on the fact that I work on this station. And they were like very offended by the whole idea. They stood away from it as though they could catch it, as though they could catch it. Anywhere on the Upper West Side, Brooklyn Heights, anywhere like that, I was in trouble. I'd appear and it's like, oh, would you take out the trash and would you leave with the trash, please? That's what I ran into over and over again. The great thing about our country is this is a secret and sacred ballot. That's how it's designed. Many people on the ballot, you can vote any way you want, but it's a secret and sacred, and it's designed to be secret so that it does not influence our social life, so that it not puts us at physical harm. In China, there will be one name on the ballot, and there will be a law that you will go and vote for that one name. You must go and you must, or you will become re-educated. We will take you to be re-educated. Same thing in Russia. There will be like one name on the ballot, or maybe two. I don't know. I think they loosened up. But at the most, it's two. That's Russia. That's China. My ballot is sacred and secret. I don't want it to be judging my kids based on my ballot. But that's what's happened. My kids all of a sudden stopped being invited to birthday parties. No, really. Now, this Governor Murphy in New Jersey, this Democrat Governor Murphy in New Jersey, who looks like Bugs Bunny. Have you noticed that? He looks like Bugs Bunny. That's a bad teeth job, Governor Murphy. You do it again. He is a Democrat. And he's imagining he's going to get all sorts of things through the lame legislature in New Jersey. It's the lamest legislature in America. That part, I promise you. The true political power in New Jersey is not Republicans, not Democrats, it's Jersey moms. Jersey moms. They're in charge. Each Jersey mom has a secret power. Either they know the Monsignor, they know the principal of the school, the superintendent of the school, they know how to get your car fixed for almost nothing. They all have a secret power. And when they text each other, when there's a problem, and they text each other about the challenge that they have, each of them will tap into their secret power. But the hub of the secret power, the hub where they meet and share the information, is at the butcher in the supermarket. The butcher in the supermarket is the most powerful person because they collect the data. And then they determine, they talk to each other. Hey, Mrs. Sterling, Susie thought we should do it this way. And they talk about how to solve their problem. And it's via the butcher in the supermarket. That's how it works. These are the hardest holidays. These are the tough holidays because these holidays require you to be invited in. The holidays in the winter are easy. Everybody goes, oh, I'm so sad. You're not sad and you're not depressed. Buck up. There are churches, community centers, relatives you don't want to talk to, but just buck up. But the summer holidays, oh my gosh, these are a challenge. Because in order to go to a swimming pool, you have to have a tag. In order to go to a barbecue, you have to be invited. In order to go golfing, you have to be a member. All of those gates to you doing something are profound. That's what keeps you lonely. These are the lonely holidays. Look outside right now. Look in the city. There's nobody out there. They've all gone to where they were invited, to the summer house. Well, that's a very different holiday than Thanksgiving, where you can get turkey anywhere. But that's the challenge of the summer holidays. These are sad, lonely holidays. Too many people are sitting in their apartment alone listening to me, and it's unnecessary. There are many ways to find activities, and you should. I'm Walter Sterling. Coming up, I have samples for you of our network radio show. And I think you'll find it entertaining.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
I've always been supportive of the Gracie Awards. They have fancy lunches in New York, fancy dinners in L.A., and I got the most beautiful letter from Victoria Keelan, who's part of Doug Steffen's show. Victoria Keelan sent me a beautiful, beautiful letter thanking me for the fact that she has a Gracie Award this year, and she deserves it. About, 5 years ago, I got her a full-time job on the air with Doug Steffen. Before that, I had had her in another full-time job at FM News in New York City, and she's just a tremendous talent, hardworking, get it done, no nonsense, no crap. She gets it done. Throughout my career, I am happy to report to you that I have done this many, many, many times, because if I have a prejudice, I'd rather hire a woman. Oh, my, he can't say that. The other thing I can tell you is in the last real job that I had, where I had, like, hired people and I had payroll and all that, I can tell you for a fact that the highest paid people in that organization happened to be women. They were also the most qualified. I didn't go, well, I got to hire women and I have to make sure they're the highest paid. No, when the payroll came back, I looked at it, I went, son of a gun, look at that. Here are the top employees and they happen to be women. And that felt very good. But throughout my history, throughout my career, I have hired a lot of women into the top jobs, paid them the top bucks. And one of my mentors who taught me that was Fred Silverman. Fred Silverman, the man who created television as you and I see it today, with the promos and the series and the way everything works. Everybody who worked for him, every vice president, Ann Sweeney, head of programming at the ABC television network, he hired every single person who worked for him was a woman. He trusted their instincts. He trusted their work ethic. He was totally comfortable with that, and you had better be too. It was transparent. Wasn't even a conversation. Thank you, Fred Silverman, the late Fred Silverman. Thank you, sir, for teaching me that. And many other things, like everything, like make sure it's perfect. I don't want any problems. I don't want any problems. All right, coming up, you and I are going to talk about my favorite story of the week, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. These are two people with astonishing luxury problems. Take a look at my daughter, gorgeous kid, Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R. But I will tell you something else about her. You will be shocked when I tell you that her date was another young woman. Because every boy in that high school is an idiot. A freaking idiot. My daughter happens to be sweet, like yours, kind, like yours, artistic, got everything going for her. She went to the prom with a nice young lady. One of the things she did that was brilliant is they made their corsages, which was a gift to me because those things are pushing $100. They made their corsages, and they made it out of paper and wire. You'd never know. They look like the most beautiful purple flowers imaginable. Far more tasteful than anything you'll see at the Billboard Awards. The other thing is, God bless her, she's wearing an elegant, beautiful, full-length dress, not something stupid, not something to show off her tattoos. Oh, she doesn't have any tattoos. A beautiful, full-length dress that's kind of gauzy and glittery, the whole thing. Goodwill, $10. She got it at Goodwill for $10. She made the corsage. She got the dress at Goodwill for $10, which is good, because if we had had to pay for a dress, there would have been no food. We would have been eating snacks. We would have been eating treats from Frito-Lay for the next month. I would have been thrilled to buy it for her. There'd be no better investment than dressing that kid. What was the point of this? Oh, I was bragging about my daughter. Don't you brag about your daughter? Therefore, two young women went to the prom. And about, 3 months ago, my daughter came home and said to me, matter-of-factly, she said, by the way, Daddy, I'm bi. I'm like, what? I'm bi. And I'm like, does that mean I'm going to have to pay for two weddings? And she was matter of fact about it. And I answered with, you know, kind of sane, modern humor. And therefore, we've always been comfortable talking about it because it's a very comfortable thing to talk about. Why? Because that's who she is. And it's my job to accept who she is. And I do. And therefore, we have a good relationship. In 15 minutes, you and I are going to talk to Rebecca Pratt. Rebecca Pratt is a transgender person. And she's going to share with us about her life, how she lives her life. And it's an honor for me to have her. Because to find someone who's talking about their life authentically as a transgender is rare. You may think, well, you can get thousands of people to do that. I have tried for 2 years. And every person I've tried to get to speak about their transgender life either wants to give me a research paper or wants to give me a political statement. I have no interest in either. Just tell me about your day. It's like when you and I talk about our day at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. When you and I talk on the radio, we talk about our day. We don't make speeches against the Democrats. We just say, you know, well, here's what happened today. Neil Paul and Judy Anderson, thank you for reminding me about the fact that I have been supply chain challenged to get my Diet Cherry 7-Up. I don't want Diet 7-Up. I want Diet Cherry 7-Up. Diet Cherry 7-Up is the finest drink I have ever had. Like a fine wine, it changes its taste and its character depending on its temperature. Think about that. Think about a soda that is so remarkably different depending on its temperature. I love that soda, but man, it's hard to get. And I was at one big chain store, one big box chain store, where the guy whispered to me, said, you're not going to get it anymore. We're not going to put it out. We're not going to carry it anymore. Well, it turns out that wasn't true. I can get Diet Cherry 7-Up whenever I need it. I just have to think about it, and I'll get it. I say I have to manifest it, and I'll get it. But if you've never had Diet Cherry 7-Up, get it this week, and then send me a note about how much you love it. Am I paid to say this? No, I am not. That's how much I love it. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Let me know how you feel about Diet Cherry 7-Up.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.